Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the casting process, they were asking me the most vulgar stuff. They're like, oh, what are you like? How many girls have you slept with this week? What are you doing in the bedroom? Like, how many people have you slept? And I was just
and
like,
what do you say to that?
Well, because I'm an open book. So I told them everything. They're like, oh, threesome stories, this story. I was telling them everything. And they're like, oh, perfect. Then I get on the show where I'm not allowed to have sex. I cried. I told them, I was like, get me the fuck off this show. Like,
ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. I'm here today with a very exciting guest, a very good looking guest, I might add. Harry Jowsey, welcome to it, man.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You can't be saying that in front of your brother. I don't want to be.
Come on now.
No, I feel like I briefly mentioned because my manager was talking to me. She was like, yeah, Harry or whatever, we're working out with this team. And then I like kind of told my audience and everyone was like, oh, Harry, like he's so hot. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to look into this.
I still believe that people are like that because I feel like I'm just me from my like small country town.
You're like a big celeb here now.
Big time.
Apparently. I don't know why.
Can I just say I feel like I heard of you because you were like bopping around like LA. Like I knew about you because of the show and then all the TikTokers and like, you know, you were just like doing your thing. I kept hearing your name. And then I saw you were on Impulsive and I love their show. And so I watched that whole interview and that is literally like one of my favorite Impulsive interviews ever. Like my editor told me that, she was like, "You dude, you have to listen to it." Cause I'm like, I'm also a producer myself. She was like, "This is a really good episode." And wow. So I listened to it and then I was like, "I gotta get this guy on my show." So
no way, really? Yeah. I legit was on the phone to Mike, like Justin. That's why I was late to this.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I love his videos too. So I'm a producer for another big YouTuber. Her name is Alicia Marie. She's in like the lifestyle community.
No.
Kind of like the girl boss vibe, I guess, doing like the beauty products and hauls and stuff. But like they're in a different spiel of YouTube, but it's funny because like the world is so connected.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild. How is that the beauty life? You guys would get paid a bag over there. Whereas like my stuff or like my stuff is like a little bit less family friendly.
Yeah, what's cool about lifestyle, like with my content and then especially my bosses, her name's Alicia Marie. What's cool is like we always say like we could get a lawnmower brand deal and like integrate it easily into our content because just like our content is so all over the place. Like it's very not niche, which like has its pros and cons, but I personally like it because I'm like interested in so many different things. Like I'm interested in sports. I'm interested in like the YouTube stuff. I'm interested in fashion. So it's cool that I get to like dab my feet in a little bit of all those areas instead of like honing in on one thing. But yeah, the brand deals stay steady, I will say. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, they get everything for free.
Really?
Some BS. It's
crazy.
Yes, yeah, all the packages they get, it's insane.
We're out here struggling, Phil. It's crazy.
No, I know. I'm just a broke college student here, and they're just getting bags.
Wait, you're probably getting it too, though. Yeah, Harry, tell me about just you. Like, give us a spiel. Like, for someone for some reason, like, doesn't know you, like, give them the 1 minute Harry spiel.
Okay. Hi, I'm Harry. A lot of people know me from this show called Taught to Handle, where we weren't allowed to have sex. or kiss or do anything, but I did it anyway and lost everyone a whole bunch of money. From Australia, I'm from this small country town called Yeppoon. There's only like 19,000 people in the surrounding. I grew up with a boy called Nigel. I now live in LA and that's about it. Yeah.
How'd you get put on the show? Do you have to like apply?
Or how did that happen?
Yeah. So I was meant to go on Love Island UK. So I was applying for that. And then it was the same casting team that was doing both shows. And like, hey, we've got this Netflix show that's going to be on. It's like one of their first ever reality TV shows. I was like, no way, they don't do reality TV. And they're just like, yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, I feel like you'll do really well on it. It sounds like your type of vibe. And I'm like, okay, cool. And in the casting process, they were asking me the most vulgar stuff. They're like, oh, what are you like? How many girls have you slept with this week? What are you doing in the bedroom? Like, how many people have you slept? And I was just
And what'd you say to that?
Well, because I'm an open book. So I told them everything. They're like, oh, threesome stories, this story. I was telling them everything. And they're like, oh, perfect. Then I get on the show where I'm not allowed to have sex. I cried. I told them, I was like, get me the fuck off this show. Like,
wait, did you not know that you couldn't do that?
No, I had no idea. Like, I was
My gosh.
Yeah, I was so pissed. Like, I was so mad because what they didn't show is that we actually had a night together. Like, everyone had a night together before we knew the rules. So, me and Francesca, in the first night, we were hot and heavy. Like, we did everything. We were very close to having sex. But we were just like, oh, no, we're the only ones getting involved right now. We should probably stop. So, we stopped. And then the next night, they told us the rules. And that's why I cried because I was like, no, wait.
Right when you wanted it even more.
It was so annoying because I was just, they dangled the carrot and then took it away from me.
So Francesca was your girl from the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I was in love with her. Love at first sight, for sure.
I remember hearing your Impulsive episode, which I'm a huge fan of, and my editor, Julia, she's probably like tweaking out editing this podcast right now. but it seemed like you were a little bit more strategic than I ever would pick because you're like this good-looking guy. Like, you just think you're like just cast, like someone picked you up on the street and like, you know what I mean? Like normally I feel like the stereotype is when you're like good looking, you're not like all like as strategic as I feel like you are.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well,
tell me about your strategy with like getting on the show. Like, you wanted to make it big. Like, you wanted to be a star. Tell me about that process.
Well, a lot of people say it. It's like, when I said it, I had a few comments, people saying like, oh, you're manipulative. I'm like, no, you have to understand it. Like, I went on there being myself, like 100%. It was true to me, everything was, that was going on. But I also realized that I was there to film, like I'm there to be on a show. And so I would just do like random things. Like I made up a handshake. I would be a little bit more vulgar. I'd be myself, but like 20% more. And I think that was kind of the point of difference. And I said, even when I first got there, I said to the lads, I was like, hey, I know how this stuff works. Like, I'm going to talk shit about you. So just make sure you're talking shit about me or else you're going to look silly. So they're like, oh shit. So then they're automatically in their interviews talking about me. And it was just like a little bit of psychology because I'm like, well, I'm here to make sure that once I leave this show, that nothing's going to be the same anymore. And I can take care of my mom and my friends and the rest of my family. That was kind of the goal, but also like find love. Like I didn't want to go in. I don't want to leave that. I knew I wasn't going to leave that without a girlfriend. I was just so determined on like, I just didn't know who she was. I was like, yeah, I'm going to fall in love. I know exactly what's going to happen. I just manifested the whole situation. And then it came true. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. But then I ended up getting cheated on. So I wasn't happy about it.
So you kind of approached the situation being like, I don't care what happens. I'm just going to come out of the show and be like, everyone's going to know my name. Like, I'm going to be
the boy.
I was going to say like that bitch, but like, you don't want to be that. But like, you know what I mean? Like you wanted to be a star.
It was more so in a sense of like, I have a stack of online businesses and a couple other things that I do. Like that's my day in, day out. Like I have, I think like 4 companies, about to launch 2 more.
Okay. Body flex.
So that was like my goal is like, okay, like I'm going to be a marketing platform for these things that I have going on. So I need to make sure that like I can get the most out of this whole situation because it's reality TV. So it's not going to last forever. Like usually our lifespan as a reality TV star is like a year. So like now everyone's starting like disappear.
Did the other people on this show blow up like you, or were you definitely like the one that everybody loved?
Just my ex, just me and her blew up together. Like, a few people did really well, but like I was telling them like from the start, I was like, hey guys, like this is once in a lifetime. Like this is the first, like one of the first ever Netflix reality TV shows. Like if we don't make this good, right, if we don't make an impact on this show or like try and get involved or like make it fun, then like you're going to be forgotten. And I think that's what sucked with like a lot of other cast members is like they got cut out of a lot of scenes and they're like mad why they weren't in them. Like, because you didn't add any value. Like you didn't, there was a conversation. You didn't like try and get involved. You just sit there and chill back. I was like, it's just silly. Cause like, I just know how these shows, well, I just know that like people want to be entertained. It's like, well, if there's a conversation that's going on, like try and add some value to it.
What are some shows you watched before that were kind of like made you want to, you didn't watch any before?
I watched like Geordie Shore, but like,
Geordie Shore, yeah.
Yeah. I just, with those, I don't know. I just don't like, it's not like studying for anything. It's just like, I just have the worst attention span. So I like will either fall asleep when I put a show or a movie on or just like get bored and like watch TikToks or do something. So I don't know. I just, I suck when it
comes. Well, I was going to say, you're pretty young, right?
Yeah, I'm 20. Well, I'm 23. I'm not.
Oh, I'm 23.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you watch a lot of like YouTube or TikTok kind of before you got into this space?
Oh, like honestly, as cringe as it is to say, like I legit would just watch like Logan Paul vlogs like all the time and Mike. Like that was the craziest thing is when I and Banks, like I texted him one day. I was like, it's kind of crazy going from like a fan to a friend and like I don't want to seem like
that's literally me.
Yeah, it's just like it's so wild because like I'd sit down every single day and have lunch and just watch their videos and like get excited about it. And I'd be like, fuck, like hopefully one day I can be friends with them. And now they're like, you know, FaceTiming me, we're like hanging out.
They're just asking you for girl advice now.
Bizarre. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. Let's play a quick little game on my Instagram. My Instagram handle is TK's Juicy Polls, but on my story, I always post polls, like juicy relationship ones that people vote in. So I'm going to post these probably later today. So I want to do a quick game with you, kind of like a either or. So it'll be like a quick fire questions. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So blondes or brunettes?
Blonde.
Who should pay for the first date? The guy or the girl?
Me. I mean, the guy.
Vodka or tequila? But you're sober now.
Neither.
Tequila.
I'm a tequila. Yeah. But neither. Water.
Yes.
Would you rather be the better looking one or the smarter one in the relationship?
a better looking one.
Really? Why? He's like, not that many people are better looking than me. So
wouldn't you want your girl to be better looking than you?
Yeah.
That means you're bald. Yes.
No, because I've dated that and they always like, this is the issue. Is they'll always like make sure that you know that they can do better. Always.
Yeah.
I was dating this girl and she'd like be like, oh, Niall Horan's in my DMs, and then send me the whole conversation where he's like trying to fly her out. She's agreeing to it. And I'm like, hello, yeah. I don't even like this. So yeah, I'd rather just her be the brains, I be the beauty.
Really?
Yeah.
Phil, would you say the opposite?
Well, I was gonna say the opposite. I'd rather be the smart one.
Really?
Phil's a frat star, so this is interesting. We're getting like social media star versus frat star.
Well, I just also, I'm like massively attracted to like someone who's like smart and career driven and also has a good personality. Like that's what really tickles my fancy. Whereas it's someone who's like hot is just so boring.
Well, do you have like 80 million hot girls like in your DMs? I'm sure.
Nah, but I just don't reply to them. Like they'll send like me a message and then I'll.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it. And it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
Reply, and then I'll just get, it's just boring. Like, because
what's like your ideal DM to get from someone?
It's just something fun and like interesting. Like a lot of these, like there's this TikTok girl that messaged me yesterday, and I'm like, wow, she's really cute. She looks like she's got a good personality. She's DM'd me on TikTok, and we started talking back and forth. I was like, here's my number. Like, I'd love to chat to you. And I sent a voice note because I always voice note because I hate
texting. Same. It's the best. I hate texting.
It's so easy. But I was just like, oh, like she just moved to Vegas or something. I'm like, oh, where are you from originally? Just one word answers, Philly. And I'm like, I just didn't reply. I was like, how dare you?
Like, yeah.
And then there was this other girl that I was wishing, and I shot a DM because I saw that she was in my request, and then she unsent it. And I was like, hi, trouble. And then she's like, hi. And I'm like, what's going on? How are you? Like, trying to be a nice person. And then we're like, the conversation was flowing a little bit. And then she's like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I'm like, I've got a couple of things to do in the morning. And then I sent a screenshot of my calendar. And I'm like, but my whole afternoon is booked. And I had her name. I was like, it's all booked my whole afternoon.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Absolute marbles for brains. Like, she's like, oh, I might have, like, it was just so blunt and boring, and I just haven't replied. I was like,
oh my God, if a guy did that for me, I'd be like, hell yeah, baby, like, pencil me in.
I just like try and be fun and like try.
Yeah,
and be,
that's
like,
cool.
There's so many like good looking people in LA. So I'm like, look, how do I be different? Like, how do I show my personality?
So are you sliding the DMs a lot?
Yeah, at the moment.
You don't have one girl right now? Come on.
I did, but she keyed my car. And then I slept with a girl that I told her not to worry about. And then she slept with one of my friends. So I just...
Jeez, brutal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You have such a juicy like life. I'm living for this.
It's terrible. It's the worst.
Oh my gosh. So what's your go-to slide in to girls?
Usually like, hi, little chicken, or like... or just be like, okay. Or I have a question. And it usually works.
Oh, sometimes I'll do the like, you look fun, and then I'll see what they say, just because I feel like that's easy. Nah. That's better than the hey.
No, that's good, but like, you look fun, like.
Okay. Well, what should I say?
But like a question, though, like a question.
Okay, so what's a good question? Okay, what? I will say, you know what Phil told Alicia and I to do? Alicia's basically my Logan Paul, right? So he was telling us to say during quarantine, to be like, quarantine snack draft, what's your number one pick? And that worked. Like, all these guys were like, Cheetos, like, Takis, like, everyone was giving us.
Good. See,
and they were like, what is you? And they would throw it back. So I'm like, that's a good one, but what do you think is another good sign-in for girls?
Ask a question, because everyone's a little bit narcissistic. So you have to ask a question. So then they're like, oh, this person's like interested in me. Like, I feel like the you look like fun is just like, are you trying to get dick down? Because that's what I would read that as. I'd be like,
yeah. Okay. What do you say back to that?
I don't say that anymore.
Like, I legit, that's how I would see it. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you up at 11. That's how I'd reply.
Like, I'm dead. Okay.
I would be like, I have a question. And then whatever they reply with, you can take it any direction.
I like that. I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steal that. Okay. Would you rather make more money than your partner, or your partner makes more money?
I personally wouldn't give a fuck either. Am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Fuck yeah. Anymore,
but I personally love taking care of people and making sure that they're like looked after. Like I'm just a giving person. I think that's my personality trait.
Got it. What would you say, Phil? I'm just curious.
I'd probably like to make more money just because I like feeling successful. And
see, I feel like I would like my partner to make more money, but like I'm still planning on making a lot of money, so they better make more than me.
Very competitive.
Yeah. I feel like it's good to have like a little, like, you know, a partner that like pushes you to be better, a better person. Okay. And then last one, is it better to be called cute or hot?
Cute for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like hot is just like, oh, you're hot. Like cute's like, they're thoughtful. They're thinking about your personality, but hot's just like surface level.
Oh my God. In my head, wow. I was like, if I say he's cute, I'm like, eh, he's cute. But like,
yeah,
I think of like he's like a little brother, like he's my friend, he's cute. Yeah. But it's like hot, like if like girls like, oh, he's hot, it's like, oh, she's into me, like she wants me.
Nah,
right?
See, no, I just feel like it's just more thoughtful when they're just like I say you're cute. But then again, like I don't know, if you're like naked and just finish having sex, then I'll be like, excuse me.
Yeah, like, depends on the situation for sure.
Yeah, if it's like at dinner and they're just like, oh, you're so cute and adorable. But if it's like after sex and they say cute, I'll be like, get the fuck out. Right. But it was like,
has that happened to you ever?
Yeah, like once this girl was just, she's like, oh, you're so cute, because I was cuddling her and I was like, excuse me, I just finished spitting in your mouth and choking you out. You need to check what the fuck you say to me.
What was like unexpected when you moved to LA? Like, what surprised you?
Everyone cheats and people will try and use you for whatever.
So you're, for cheating, you're talking about in a relationship, using is just in every aspect, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like when I first moved here, I didn't realize like how unfaithful people were, or how much people just don't care about anyone.
Well, everyone's trying to like use you to get themselves like higher. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's gross. The
craziest thing is like, I moved in with this dude when I first moved to LA because I thought he was a good guy, but he would like yell at me if I went and hung out with someone with followers. And he wasn't invited. I'm like, hey, like, I don't know them like that. I'm going to rock up with a squad of like 10 dicks and be like, hey, bro, just let me know the fucking boys. And I was like, they'll never invite me back. Like, I just go by myself and we're friends. And then a couple months, I can introduce you guys, like, relax. But he would like get so pressed that I would hang out with people and he, like just by myself. Like, he would check my location. So I hate the feeling of like, just there's just so many people in the city that are just so selfish. Whereas like where I come from and the people that I hang out with now are very giving. Like they're the type of people that like will give you, like buy you lunch or take you dinner or like buy your flat somewhere and just won't question it. Whereas before I found like a lot of people keep tabs, like they'll buy you a coffee and be like 2 months later, like, hey.
They're like, you owe me a favor.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Phil and I are from Indiana and like, so I'm a Midwest girl at heart. So like when I moved here, it felt like I was moving to a foreign country, literally.
Apparently that's where the good girls are at.
The Midwest?
That's what I've heard.
Well, see, I'm just out here trying to find a Midwest guy in LA and it's terrible.
Midwest is spot. I might have to move out there.
Literally, yeah. I feel like you would thrive because the girls are like smart and they like, I don't know. They, I feel like they care about more than just how they look. Which like when I moved here, I was so like in culture shock because I was like, whoa, I'm not used to people like this. Like everyone's so like humble and wants to take care of you from where I'm from. But here it's like, oh, I want to use you to get to where I am. So once I found like my friend group, I was like, oh my God, thank God, because I wouldn't have lasted. I don't know about you, but like, did you feel like so comforted once you finally found like a few friends that weren't like using you?
Yeah, I think I've been blessed because like a lot of these TikTok kids and a lot of like internet stars only hang out with internet kids, whereas like all my friends are just business people and like want to do business, learn about new things and like stuff like that. Whereas, yeah, I just feel like it's just so the internet scene is just so toxic because everyone's like, oh, why can't I like let me use you for this video, or like posting your story. Yeah,
let me use you for this thumbnail.
Yeah, it's just whack. I'm like, it's just, it's not real life. Like the scene is not real life. Like it's not legitimate at all. Like everyone's spending their entire bank accounts on a stupid car or like a watch. And it just, it's not realistic. And I think that's what is one of the most alarming things about this whole scene and everything that's going on, if you're like listening and you're worried about like this unreal like Instagram lifestyle, like it's not real, like whatsoever. These people are saving up for a month or 2 months to just empty their entire bank account on a watch.
I always say people in LA, like everyone has a Gucci purse, but no one has money in it. And I feel
no
like
one has money here.
It's so like, true, right?
Like, there's influencers that do, but there's a lot of them are just dead broke, like stink broke. Like they get their clothes.
But they can't pay for rent, but they have like a Lamborghini. Like it's so weird.
It's bizarre. It is bizarre.
Speaking of money, what was the first thing once you like came off the show, you're getting your first few deals? You got a big TikTok deal. I don't know. I know you have your merch. Isn't it like Naughty Possum or something like that?
Naughty Possum's okay.
Yeah. So what was your first big purchase that you were like, this is my dream, I've been saving up for this, that you made after you like made, you know, a good chunk of money?
I bought a pretty nice watch, and I bought my car, and then I went to Cartier and I bought myself a love bracelet, because apparently you meant to get it for someone you love, but my girl actually cheated on me. And I was meant to get us one each. And then I was like, oh, I'll just get myself one. So I remember to like love
you
myself.
You said love yourself. Yeah.
But I don't know. I bought this stuff and I had it, my friends like iced out AP for a month. And I was like, this shit sucks. Like it's so whack. Like I don't wear my Cartier bracelet anymore. Like I went and bought like some designer clothes and it just sucks. Like none of this shit is real. Like it's just so, I don't know if you guys wear designer or anything like that, but it just, for me, like I just think it's just so whack. It's just not who I want to be. Like the city that kind of made me feel like that if I wore that, I'd be somewhat valuable. But it's just, I don't know. Like I haven't really spent much money whatsoever. Like I bought a few things and then realized that that's not really what I want to do. I'd rather like put it in like my business or like my real estate or like reinvest it in growing my own brand and like bettering my team and like our resources. So that's pretty much it. Like it's, I don't know, I'm kind of boring. Like I'm, yeah.
what is your plan for your brand right now? What do you got going on? What do you like want to build on? What do you want to continue to do?
So working on a couple more shows, filming some stuff next week, and then launching a few more things.
Shows that you're talent on, or you're kind of behind the scenes producing?
I'm talent on, but we have been behind the scenes like producing some stuff. Like,
awesome.
Like writing shows. But I want to get into acting. Like that's the end goal. I think it's on my vision board where I want to be in a movie with Will Ferrell. I just feel like that would just be good. Like that would just be crazy. So yeah, I don't know. Just more so around that and like just in the entertainment space. Like that's the goal, is just to, cause I found that my biggest, what made me the happiest is knowing that like people are laughing at me. I don't care if it's like, if it's what I'm doing or if it's something stupid I said, or they think I'm a big dumb idiot. As long as I'm giving people like a reason to smile, for me, that is more fulfilling than like any of this other stuff, than like any of like iStar watches or like Lamborghinis. And like if I can make people happy and laugh, then that's kind of like my purpose. Because like I haven't really said this, but the reason why I got into this space and like everything that was going on is when I was at university, one of my big brother figures, like my big brother's best friend, ended up killing himself, which is like obviously the worst case scenario for anyone.
It's
been a while, and it's kind of crazy because I didn't know the real reason behind everything that happened until the Netflix show came out. But I just see it all as like signs of that I'm on the right path, because that happened, ended up getting on a show, and then I realized that what I was meant to do is to make people laugh, and then this Netflix show happened, made a lot of people like laugh and did some funny things online. And then I found, like, I got a message from, like, someone who was very close to him. And then I found out more about it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I know he's, like, just telling me that, like, this is the right thing to do. And then when I started, like, beefing people online, I had, like, my car tire, I got a nail in it. I got pulled over by the cops. And it was just, like, a really bad week. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is also a sign that me trying to fight people and box people isn't where I'm meant to go. And it's just, he's just like pulling me away from that. I don't know if you guys believe in all that stuff, but
no,
for me, it's just like,
I love that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think there's just some like big telltale signs, and it was just, yeah, it's just, I guess reassures me that I'm entertaining and making people laugh is exactly what you want to.
Who would be your dream co-actress? If you were like a star and you were like a girl, who would you want to?
That's really good. I've always had the biggest crush on Jessica Alba.
Okay, honest beauty.
Yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't be able to control. I'd just be like a child. I wouldn't.
She's a businesswoman too, which is I could see you finding her attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Yeah.
I think I'd go Margot Robbie. I think she's gorgeous.
She's.
I would go Matthew McConaughey.
Really?
Oh yeah. All right.
He's like 50, isn't he?
I don't care.
Yeah, he seems like a good time. But the crazy thing about actors and stuff is, I don't know if you've met any, but they're just so weird.
They are really, really weird. Honestly, most people, like any artist, is a little weird. Like a talented artist, it's a little funky.
It's crazy because you think about like the theater kids, and you know, not trying to diss anyone, but like that like grew up in theater, and then now they're suddenly like cool and like hot and rich. So it's just like every time I've hung out with an actor, I've like looked at them weird. I'm like, bro, what's going on in there? Like what's happening up in here?
Honestly, like anytime my friends and I like are on a dating app and we see an actor, we're like, no, just because like I feel like they're good at acting, they're not good at being themselves. So it's a really interesting. Like I feel like I get their acting side. Like they're kind of like a car salesman. They're like good at like going to their job and showing up and like putting on the smile and schmoozing. But when it comes down to it, I'm like, who are you as like a real person? Like what do you really care about? What are your morals? What are your values? Kind of thing. I don't know if you get that same.
No, I've heard the craziest stories about like some of the biggest actors here. I've just been like, it just takes the shine out of it all.
Yeah. Well, okay. I want to go back to like the manifesting, you know, the universe giving me signs, blah, 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 blah. First, I have to ask, are you like religious at all?
No.
So you're just like, you believe the universe kind of tells you things.
Look, here's the thing. I'm just open-minded with anything. Like I grew up with my family, like not letting us have any like sniff of religion because they didn't want us to they wanted us to form our own opinions is what my parents were trying to do. So they grew up having religion like pushed on them. And they said to us, like, we don't want you to grow up like thinking that that's the only way to think. So my parents like kept us very open-minded and just let whatever influence us. So I don't know, like if there was, you know, a God that just walked down tomorrow and shook my hand and said, hey, I'm actually Jesus. What the fuck is up with some water? Snap my fingers and it's wine. I'm like, you know what? That shit's real. Like, I respect it. That's my guy right there. But for me, I just believe in, like, number one, like, energies and vibrations and also, like, the universe and, like, putting signs and, like, things in your way that makes the most, like, that reassures you of where you're going is the right path. But I don't know. I just really, really believe in, like, manifesting and, like, saying what you're doing. And I hate how people, like, get scared because they don't want people to like judge them, or they get scared that someone's like going to come for their like business or something like that if they speak about it.
Same. I hate when people are afraid to like say what they're working on, because I'm like, at the end of the day, like the odds of someone actually taking that and like recreating it as fast as you've like already gotten to you
and you're passionate about it.
Like, yeah. I'm like, the odds of that happening are very slim.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of feel that way too.
Yeah, it's honest. I don't know. And like everyone's got their different things. And I think as long as you're a good person, then everything's gonna work out. But yeah, and I'm really starting to tap into like crystals. And I don't know if it's LA changing me.
You're such an LA guy.
No, legit. Like
I'm in Venice on Abbott Kinney in the crystal store.
No. So I'm like talking to this dude in Brazil right now who makes these organite pyramids, because I'm like. This is, I know, it's crazy.
I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
No. But here's the thing. It sounded crazy until I heard Drake was doing it. I'm like, you know what? If Drake does it,
there's
something that's fucking working. So I went and bought like all these organite pyramids that have like crystals in it, and you like face them like north and south, and they like store, like apparently the pyramid has like the best way to store energy, and it like stops like your phone radiation and stuff like that. As soon as I got a couple of them around the house, like because we just moved in here, now my energy's been way better. Everything's been working out. Like everything that we ever, like our goals and everything we wrote down has like started to come true. And I don't know, just puts us on a better vibration. Maybe it's just juju. Maybe it's all just in here, but it's working. So I'm just going to keep doing it.
I was just going to say, I feel like anything Drake does, he can make cool. Like if he did anything, I would be like, all right, that's sick. I'm going to do that too.
Drake could shoot a baby, and I'd be like, it's time. Yeah. Oh, no. That's the guy right there.
Not Harry Jowsey getting canceled on my podcast.
They just put that. Harry wants to shoot a baby.
Yeah. The headline on TMZ, I can see it. When it comes to manifesting, okay, so I manifest too, and I talk about it all the time, and my brother's always like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I picture you like on the ground, like on your knees, like talking to some spirit.
But talking to the crystals.
But I like actually believe that if you like write down exactly like you're in whatever you want to be, like for instance, prime example, for a while now, I've been like, I feel like my podcast is going to get signed with Barstool Network, right?
Yes.
So fast forward to me saying that a couple times, writing it down, manifesting it, whatever. I just had a meeting with Barstool, like crazy shit's happening, right? And then yep. like things progress and whatever, like they're looking at my shit right now. They already had been looking at my show. It's this crazy world. But I swear like the manifesting for me works. Like what do you feel like is your, for someone that's like, all right, you're a little bit crazy, Harry. Yeah. Like, what do you feel like is something that someone could use to start their like, I guess, manifesting journey? Or like, what do you do on a daily basis? Do you tell your friends? Do you write it down in your notes app? What's the tea?
Yeah, I think like putting in your phone's lame. Well, like not lame, but it's better if it's physical. Like if you have a piece of paper and a pen.
Like a journal.
Yeah, a journal or whatever. Here's the thing. Like when I started this shit, I was just like, oh, I don't believe in it. It's all like voodoo type bullshit. But then I was like, well, is it going to hurt if I just write it down and then like say it out loud?
True. Like what's it going to do?
Yeah. Is it going to make it not happen? Like, I don't know. Like, why don't I just write it down? So I wrote down like a whole bunch of stuff for me that like I wanted to achieve in the next 6 months. And I've ticked like everything off, like beyond like.
It's insane.
It's actually like mind blowing. But my biggest thing, and this is what I did on the, before the show, and I didn't even know that it was manifesting. I would feel it. Like I felt myself falling in love. Like I would lay in bed at night and I could really feel my heart like being just so for someone else and like having a piece of me inside that other person. Like I would just lay in bed and just like think about like what that feeling would be like, because I never felt it before. And like any of this other stuff that I had, like I'd be walking, like last year I'd be walking around my apartment and I'd say to myself every morning, I'm like, I'm a millionaire. And then next thing you know, like within like 6 months, shit happens. Like it's bizarre.
What advice would you tell like someone that's like, what? Like, I'm so confused. Like what's a good starting point for someone that wants to like start manifesting? Like, would it be writing it down?
Yeah. I'd say think about where you want to be in 12 months and then work back from that. Where do you want to be in 6 months? Okay. Then where do you want to be in 3 months? Like, how it doesn't even need to be that hectic. Like I would say how I started was with just 5 goals, like absurd goals, like craziest shit, like just bizarre type of situation. Like I remember when I was on the show and I said I want to be friends with Justin Bieber, and everyone was like, oh, I was like, I feel like he'd be a really good guy. Next thing you know, show happens, I get this DM from Justin Bieber. He wants
holy to- shit
wow. he FaceTimed me. I'm like in my car, like with my friend, like just heading back from, this is how absurd this shit was. I was at Dan Bilzerian's house. I was watching OBJ in his backyard pass a football. And then wow. I got a text from my best friend and said, yo, Justin Bieber just followed you on Instagram. I started crying. I'm like, no, he didn't. Like, he's the man. And he's like, my boy, what's your number? I'm like, how is this happening?
You're like overanalyzing every story.
No, legit. I was just like, this is nuts. And like, I don't know. I just think that the worst thing that could happen if you manifest is it doesn't happen. Like that's the worst case scenario.
Nothing bad can really come out of it.
Yeah, like if you get a journal and you say, this is my fucking magic journal. Like everything that I put in this like may or may not happen, but whatever. Like write this shit down. Like I've had the most bizarre shit written down. Some of it's come true, some of it hasn't, because I know that it's like probably at the time is what I needed, but right now I definitely the last thing that I needed. But yeah, I don't know. Just I always think about like when I write it down, I just always say to myself, I'm like, it's already happened. Time just hasn't caught up. Like that's all I say.
What is your journal like strategy or outline per se? What does it kind of look like? Are you saying like I am
no.
millionaire, or like what are you? What does it look like?
Nah, see, the thing is, I feel like everyone has like their secret rules and like their specifics. Like my best friend who I live with, he says it into like a crystal or a rock, and then he blows into it as hard as he can. I was seeing this girl who said that, she's like, it only comes true if you say it out loud when you do it. And like, I'm like, look, there's no fucking magic rule. Like, there's no magic rule to this shit. All I say is like, I'll be sitting one day and I'll just bash out like 10 random goals. Like, my biggest thing is like, I want to make sure I see it every day. Like, on the back of my phone, I have a McLaren. I have this watch that I held one day, which was like $500,000 watch. And then I have a bank account statement of what I want my bank account to look like at the end of the year. But I have also like my goals written down on a piece of paper. Like, a good piece of advice is to get a whiteboard, one of those sticky things off Amazon, put it on the back of your door. Cause then you won't get insecure about people seeing it because it's on the back of your door and no one checks behind your door. But when you close your door at night, or like when you wake up in the morning,
I love that.
First thing you see. So like on mine, it says like billionaire boys, number one is to take this other company that we have to 100 mil, and then they're just like five listed off, and it could be true, it could be not true, but it's real. I can see it, and I see it every single day. Whether
I was going to say, what are you manifesting right now? You said taking a company to 100 mil?
This company to 100 mil, have my own Netflix show, be in a Will Ferrell movie, have happiness and travel, buy Lamborghini Urus and McLaren, get a Richard Mille, have $1 million invested, have an AP, buy my mom a house.
Okay.
So, oh.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. Let's
get it.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I just, as long as you can see it every day, whether you're reading it.
Which one do you think you'll achieve first?
Netflix show, for sure.
What do you want your show to be?
I really want to do like a revamped punk. I feel like that
would love that.
That could be good.
How like funny would that be?
Why do you want to do it on Netflix? Why don't you want to do it on YouTube? Your YouTube channel would slam and you'd make all the money from it.
Nah, Netflix is my family. Like I wouldn't want to be with anyone else. I just like, I'm on YouTube, but like also it's Netflix. Like it's my family over there. I don't know. I just wouldn't. Fuck YouTube.
Really? You like the bigger production? Like you like the people you work with at Netflix? Is that kind of why?
I would rather be with like passionate people and like people who like see the vision and like fuck with it instead of me and a whole bunch of yes men who I'm like employing. Like, I'd rather be a part of a team and like a strategy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that like people in the YouTube community aren't passionate about what they do and like for what they do.
Whatsoever, but just for me, like I'm good at like being an idiot in front of the camera. I'm not so good at like a whole bunch of other things. And I feel like Netflix is the best at everything that they're doing. They've been nothing but absolute angels to me and to everyone.
Well, if you had such a good experience, that makes sense.
Yeah. And like, I just wouldn't want to, I just feel like home when I work with them.
Oh, wow. What a great, is there actually a better feeling than feeling at home?
Honestly, I used to say that to Francesca all the time. I'd be like, being with you like feels like I'm coming home, and then she cheated on me. So,
are you still a little like, I don't know if hung up is the word, or are you still upset about that?
Does
that still bother you?
In all honesty, I had like the most bizarre 2 weeks. Right, 1 week, like for the whole week, I was thinking about her every single day. I don't know where it come from. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, she was just like triggering my subconscious. I don't know if she was thinking about me.
So she made a big impact on you.
That was my first love. Like I legitimately thought that was going to be the woman that I was going to be with forever. But then, you know, she cheated on me for the first time and I couldn't get over it. And it really fucked me up. And then recently I had a full week where I was just like trying to figure it out. And I spoke about it on my podcast, which hasn't come out yet, with this psychologist. And I was like trying to figure it out. I'm like, I don't know why, what's going on. And then all of a sudden, I get sent these voice recordings from her best friend, Haley, from the show, of her like coming forward about like, yeah, Francesca was cheating on Harry the whole time. Like, she admitted it to me. Like, obviously I wasn't meant to hear these voice recordings, but I got sent them. And I was like, okay, that's what I was getting ready for, because I knew that there was something that was about to happen. I had that big moment. And then that day, I just felt like I was... Honestly, the past like 3 days I've been like emotionally exhausted from what was going on, because I feel like I'm finally like getting that energy, like
about a sign.
Yeah, pass through me. Well, I think like it's kind of crazy when you're with someone, or like if you're with an ex, when you start thinking about them like randomly, it means that they're wherever they are in the world, they're just constantly like thinking about you, and they're just, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, every time I've like had that happen, they've appeared like within like a couple of days or like something happened. And I spoke to Shan, who I had on, the psychologist, and she just said that your subconscious was just preparing you for what was coming. And then I had that, and I wasn't upset because I knew that she did it, but I was more so just like, okay, cool. Now I can like officially let go of this person and like let her do her thing and be grumpy wherever she is, where I'm just like, it wasn't a good mix. Like, it was a very toxic relationship.
Yeah. So are you in no contact with her anymore?
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah. And I know it's like so cheesy to say, but like at the end of the day, someone told me this once and they were like, you know, at the end of the day, love is supposed to be, quote, unconditional, right? And when there's all these different conditions like going on, like, you know, cheating aside, like maybe like, you know, whatever was going on that just wasn't working, all these different conditions, that it's supposed to be unconditional. And if there's all these different things that are happening that just like isn't like meshing well, then like for me, I know, like I notice I try and acknowledge those things because I'm like, okay, if the world is not like meshing right, me with this person, right? Like probably at the end of the day, that's someone trying to slam the door in my face. And yeah, so, sure. But do you feel like you try and like pay attention to those like signs or little moments now?
Yeah. I also like try and see everyone as like a new person, like a new experience. And like, I'd hate to like,
that's great,
move into a new relationship and like hold on to like past trauma or shit that doesn't have anything to do with this person. So I don't know. It's always good to have your guards up and like be protected and like look after yourself, but also understand that like people go through shit as well. So like, it sucks when I like started talking to a girl and she's been like upset about her ex like cheating on her and like has like trust issues, and it's just annoying because I'm like, hey, like I'm literally not that guy. Like I have nothing to do with him. Like I'm here, I'm trying to give you my purest form. So I always try and deal with people and like face value. Like I could hear something from someone about a person. Like the last girl that I was very serious with, I got told that she was like escorting, and I was like, oh cool, like whatever, doesn't fucking bother me unless she's doing it while I'm with her. And apparently it was all true, but I just try and deal with people with like face value, like on face value. I feel like that's the best way forward. But yeah, you're right, like definitely need to move like more cautious, but also just yeah, understand that everyone's got their traumas.
What's your game plan now with relationships? Like are you on the hunt to find someone, or are you just like, I'm gonna take a break and like focus on my career, focus on my Netflix show, my, you know, $100 million deal? what's the game plan with that?
Honestly, like I was pretty excited for love again and like really wanted that, but now I'm at a point where there's just so much going on, there's so much that we're doing, and relationship requires a lot of effort and time and energy, especially when you're starting fresh.
It's like a full-time job.
It is. And like, especially in the city, like girls, a lot of these girls want to be taken to Hawaii every fucking
or they're like freaking boss ass bitches and they're busy.
Yeah. It's difficult. There's literally like no in between. So I've just like come to a realization that the right person will appear when they appear. And I just need to just keep being the, like trying to become the best version of myself, so by the time I meet them that I'm just absolutely perfect and they can't fault me. That's my
yeah point. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you go on a lot of dates? Are you a big date guy or not?
Nah, not anymore. Like I think like, yeah, I've been pulling away from it. I usually like, the thing is with the city is I just try and like, I don't know, like everyone has money, like everyone always tries to like impress girls with like money, like dates and shit like that.
Right.
I like do the opposite. Like if a girl,
I hate the money, like when they try and flex, like they're, it's so cringy to me. I'm like, like don't pick me up in a crazy Lamborghini. I hate that.
Yeah. Well, that's why like girls like hit me up like, oh, fly me out. I'm like, if you don't get your own plane tickets, like I'm like,
yeah.
They actually say fly me out.
I had a girl like legit just DM me like fly me out. And I was like, hey, like honestly, like if that's your attitude, even though it's, you know, it might be, you know, your intentions might be right, it just doesn't sit right. Because again, yeah, like someone's like motivation, like career choices and like drive more so than like big titties.
Okay, let's say though, hypothetically, you have the perfect girl, you've been like bantering a little over text, you know, and someone, and you want to take her on a date, where are you taking her to?
Honestly, I've been really craving sitting by the ocean in Malibu and just having like a little picnic. I feel like there's this one girl that I've had a bit of a crush on for a while. We've DM'd back and forth, but she's away filming something at the moment. And that's kind of like what I've just been thinking about, is just like how pure and fun that would be, instead of like going to Boa
and Saddle Ranch
in the bathroom and like watching people get fingered at Saddle Ranch. Like, I just feel like a little bit different. Yeah.
Okay. Last two questions. One, is there someone in, I know you mentioned like Bieber and Logan and Mike and whoever, is there someone that's really like taken you under their wing in this industry and been like, let me show you the ropes, I'm here to help you, I'm like here kind of as your mentor, your big brother? Like, is there anyone that's really like taken you and, you know, helped you go through this crazy life?
Yeah, I definitely think Bieber did it for sure. He's like genuinely like such a really, really good and caring person. Like, it's bizarre for me to like even say that I had a phone conversation with this guy. Like, he's just awesome. Yeah. But most importantly, I think Mike and Logan have been nothing but big brothers and like someone that I could talk to about anything and know that it's not going to go anywhere, and, you know, hit them with like any type of information and they'll be like, hey, that's not cool. Like, I message him, you know, once I found out about this other stuff that was going on, I was like, hey, like, what do I do with this? And they're just like, what would we do? Like, be realistic. Like, you just need to focus on yourself and focus on like business and being the best version of yourself. So yeah, they're definitely, those three guys are definitely the best, and Banks as well, for sure.
Yeah, I love that you have someone to bounce like struggles or just like any questions off of, because I'm the same way. Like, I'm so new to this, it's like so nice to have someone to bounce things off of, or like a soundboard almost.
Yeah.
Last thing is, where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? Like, what's, I know you have a lot of business plans, kind of a basic question, but I'm interested.
Yeah, that's a good question. I genuinely see myself in 10 years. My biggest goal is I want to be a positive impact. Like, I want to, and it's probably like a little bit cliche and like a little bit boring, but I really just want to make people, number one, like feel good. So like this new company that we're launching is all about like getting out of your own head and like meditating and like making yourself feel and or like listen to your body a little bit better. But I guess like next 10 years, I can see myself probably back in Australia, like with my little like farm by the ocean with beautiful wife, but most importantly, like with products that like benefit people and like make people feel good, and hopefully like in a movie, kind of like what Chris Hemsworth does. Like, he lives in Byron Bay by the ocean with his wife and kids, but is also like one of the biggest like movie stars in the entire world. Maybe that's the goal. Yeah.
Do you want to move back to Australia when you're older?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's just, number one, it's way more safer. Like, America's beautiful. America's beautiful, and there's like so much opportunity here and like amazing people. But Australia's always going to be home, and there's just no better smell and feeling than like being by the ocean and like having like endless beaches just to yourself.
That's how I feel about the Midwest, but that's because like it's home for me.
Yeah.
So I feel you. So Harry, what can you shout out? Like, use this to pimp yourself out. Where can people follow you? Where can they buy from your businesses, your merch, everything?
Oh yeah. Well, all the links are in my bio. So just find me on Instagram at Harry Jazzy and send me some titty pics.
Oh my God. I'm dead. And thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.